Hi, folks. I am Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix, just hoping that people out there really start to really, really get it. You got to start thinking the worst. You got to cross that line. You see, it's a different. People who are waking up come through different stages. Most of them never get close to the last line. The last line is where you're saying, well, I know all this, but they wouldn't really do that. People wouldn't do that. No one is so horribly cruel as to actually do that. If they can't cross over that line, they won't get the rest of the picture. Because believe you me, it's like crossing over a mountain. Everything suddenly makes sense when you accept, yes, not only would they do that, they have been doing that to you. You'll see everything completely different. You know, in ancient Egypt, they had the Eye of Ra everywhere. It terrified the peasants, and they wouldn't even run off because they thought wherever they went, this eye would be watching them. And when Stalin came in, Lenin and Stalin always had these massive posters everywhere of the face of the man. So wherever you went, you'd see him, his face staring at you. And Lenin was a guy to start it, and then we saw it with Stalin. And they'd have it at the bottom of you, the entrance to your hallways, the entrance to your building, the entrance to your door. You'd always see these eyes staring at you. Now it's cameras, CCTV cameras. You see, it has the same effect on you. You don't realize it's there to intimidate you, make you feel weak, small, and helpless. The same kind of effect that a prisoner will feel. You see, that's what it does to you. The psychology. And no one says anything about it. This Wednesday, September the 2nd, 2009, Daily Mail. Tenants fuming as flats. Their apartments are turned into a Big Brother house with 112 CCTV cameras installed inside. I said this was coming. August 28th, 2009. Furious tenants say security cameras have turned their flats into a huge Big Brother house. It comes after a housing trust installed up to 112 cameras in their 8 three-story blocks and pointed towards the residents' front doors. People living there say the move is an invasion of their privacy and fear they'll be spied on 24 hours a day. Now, if they fear about it, they are being spied on 24 hours a day. Says Philip May says Big Brother is watching. Tenants, including Philip May's pictured in this article, are furious after a housing trust fitted the 112 security cameras in their apartments in Torquay, Devon, England. Philip May is 44, a tenant. Was one of the first to be affected after a camera was installed outside his apartment. He says they're able to sit and watch whoever comes into each of our flats 24 hours a day. Well, of course they are. That's what they're for. If we were in prison, we could expect security like that, but not in our own home. These guys don't get it yet, do they? You don't need to be in what you think of as a prison. You see, you are in a prison. You can be inside a country. As the country has been turned into a prison. Do you understand that? Every country has been turned into a prison. We often have a hard way of visualizing things because we get stuck on something. We think of prisons like the movies. All bars and a building. No, you're in the new upgraded prison. That's what all this terrorism and security is all about. And you are the prisoner. That's why the cameras are watching all of you.